Welcome home, babe. Did you stop by the store like I asked? I could have sworn I had more sugar. Thanks, you're a lifesaver. I had enough to get one batch going, but I'm going to need to make several more. Hey, stay out of the cookie dough, mister. That's not good for you, and they'll need all the dough I can make to bring these cookies into work tomorrow. Now give me the sugar. That's not what I meant. Not that I'm complaining, but for now I'm busy with something almost as sweet as you. I'm a mess and up to my elbows in flour. Oh, What did I tell you about fooling around in the kitchen? It always ends up with us breaking something. We don't have too many dishes to spare as it is. Now put my skirt back down. Oh, can't. Have to make the cookies. I'll be baking for the rest of the evening. You could help me, you know. That's not the help I was talking about. No, I didn't say it to stop. I just said it wasn't what I meant. Ah, damn it. You're making it hard for me to focus on baking. Oh, you'd be surprised how hard it can be to make cookies. Even without a man like you putting his fingers in the dough or in my panties, I'd slap you if that wouldn't get flour everywhere. Naughty boys who put their fingers where they don't belong deserve to get their fingers slapped or their faces. Oh God, you're just doing this to torture me, aren't you? But you aren't going to distract me from my mission. No matter what your fingers do. Oh, that wasn't a challenge, but oh, that feels good. Look, let me at least get the first batch baked so I can see if I got my grandma's recipe right. Then we can take half an hour. Oh, or an hour. No, pull my panties back up. You're not screwing me here. Because they'll know. They'll taste it in the cookies. They'll bite into them and go, "Good cookies," but she was obviously getting plowed from behind while she baked them. I'm not being silly. This is my grandma's recipe. I can't have sex while using her recipe. Just put that thing away, or it won't be your fingers or face getting slapped. You know I can't say no to you. Sorry, Grandma. Oh. You're just lucky I like having sex with you so much. And I'm fully capable of multitasking. I can have sex with you and bake at the same time. Whoa, it's efficient. Just don't go too fast. If I mess up with these cookies because you're messing around with me, this will be the last time you get sex for a long time. Or at least a week. Oh, what a day. This is just a cookie. Then I need to get back to cooking. And no, I'm not enjoying this at all. I'm a bit mad at you. I just really love baking. Oh, a lot. No, don't lean me over anymore, or I'll be face down in cookie dough. Yes, that is a bad thing, I think. Look, I'll stand on my tiptoes. That should help. Oh. Yes, that definitely helps. Even if you're not helping with my baking at all. I'm not sure why I keep you around in the first place. You and your cock just have a way of getting in the way of all my productivity. Oh, who am I kidding? Your cock's the whole reason you're still here. That and your ability to kill spiders. Someday, someone will invent a dildo that kills spiders. And I can get rid of you, so enjoy the sex while you can, mister. Just don't drag this out. I've got cookies to bake. Oh, yes, master. Once I want you to finish quickly, so don't miss out on your golden opportunity. Go ahead and leave it inside of me. If you get any cum on the cookie, I'm making you eat them. No, that doesn't count as frosting. Don't make me slap you. Oh. That was quicker than expected. Oh, good boy. You didn't make a mess. So I guess I'll forgive you for trying to distract me. But seriously, now, get out of the kitchen. I have a couple of dozen cookies to bake, and it's going to keep me busy all night. Well, tough. If you wanted to fool around all evening, you should have stopped at the bakery and bought a bunch of fresh cookies for me to bring into work tomorrow. Why are you grinning at me like that? Well played, sir. Very well played. Okay, you move the cookies from your car to mine. I don't want to forget them tomorrow. I'll meet you in the bedroom. I want to change into, well, actually, I'm just gonna go get naked. Except for the apron. I kind of like the apron. You just bring yourself and maybe a half a dozen cookies.